Members of Connecticut's congressional delegation say today that they support President Barack Obama's plans to draw down U.S. troops in Afghanistan. The president announced his strategy today at the White House. U.S. Congressman Jim Himes of Connecticut is on the House Intelligence Committee.
While I am fully supportive of reducing our troop presence and eliminating our troop presence, essentially, I also think it's important that we have an agreement with the Afghans to allow us to have a very, very small presence from which we can monitor and take the fight to terrorists.
Current Afghan President Hamid Karzai has refused to sign a security agreement with the U.S., but both candidates on the ballot for next month's runoff welcomed Obama's announcement. Himes says it's not clear yet if a troop presence would be necessary after 2016. U.S. Senator Chris Murphy of Connecticut is on the Senate Committee on Foreign Relations. He says he's been advocating for a drawdown of forces in Afghanistan for a long time.
I thought we were way too slow to get to this point. But I've also always believed that we needed to leave some small force behind to continue the training of Afghan police and military and to make sure that we're doing the counterinsurgency that we need to do in the case that the Taliban and al-Qaeda sets up camp again.
Murphy says he'll review the president's proposal to see if 10,000 troops will be sufficient to meet those goals. Murphy says it's legitimate to think we could be completely out of Afghanistan by 2016, but it will depend on what happens with the Taliban and al-Qaeda in the meantime.